Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Sing a little louder than before. Ooh, 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 ooh. I want to jump higher than before. I want to shout a little louder than before. Let's sing freedom, come on. Sing. Sing a little louder than before. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I want to spin wilder than before. I want to shout a little louder, louder. Everybody sing.
Let me hear you sing.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more.
Come on, with all your might, sing it again. Say,
no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free. Yeah.
No more,
no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free. Yes.
No more, sing,
no more shackles.
Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, freedom. Say freedom, 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 freedom.
No more, no more shackles, no more chains. No more bondage, I am free, yeah.
Let me hear you say, no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free, yeah. Oh, no more, no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free. Sing, sing,
no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free.
Sing it again, sing,
no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free.
Come on, if you're free, give him some praise in his place.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
No reason that he shed his blood, his return.
it again. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with rays of power and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Starless in the void. Let's sing it out. Our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. Judgment and wrath, He poured out the sun. Mercy and grace, He gave us at the cross. The hope that we have not too quickly. Here we go, sing it. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with rays of power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Sing it again. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. Sing it again with all your might. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with rays of power and love. Our God is an awesome. Sing it one more time. Our God, oh, is an awesome God. He reigns. With me.
Hallelujah,
he
I see your love raining down. I see your love
say,
raining
ain't
down.
No rock is gonna take my praise.
Yes.
Ain't no rock is gonna take my praise. 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 Sing that. Ain't no rock is gonna take my praise. Ain't no rock is gonna take my praise. Ain't no rock. Ain't no rock is gonna take my praise. Ain't no rock is gonna take my praise. Ain't no rock is gonna take my praise. Ain't no rock. Gonna take my praise. Ain't no rock. It's gonna take my praise. Ain't no rock. It's gonna take my What's his name? Jesus. Tell me, what's his name?
Jesus.
Say, what's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Say, what's his name?
Jesus.
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 What's his name? Give him some praise. Whoa, come on, praise him, praise him, praise him.
Wonderful Counselor,
from heaven above,
we love you. Where would we be without you, Jesus?
How in love our God is an awesome God.
Let's worship with that. See our God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with the wind. Some power in love our God. Our God is an awesome God.
Yes, he reigns. We love you and we praise you.
From heaven above.
Thank you.
With some power.
Thank you.
And love our God.
Thank you.
Is an awesome God.
Yes, God. Open up the eyes of our heart tonight, Lord, to love you more. Open up the eyes of our hearts, God, to behold your beauty. We want to go deeper in your love, deeper in your word, each and every day to live it out, to rest in it. A people that seek you first. So help us, Lord, even tonight. Let your love rain down on us tonight. Let it saturate us. Oh Lord, how we, with your eyes, look at each and every person as better than ourselves, according to Philippians 2. If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek your face, pray, turn from our wicked ways, that you will bring healing to this land, healing to our families. So let faith arise in this place tonight. Let faith arise in this region. We will not stop praying and asking.
down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all. Find me here, Lord, and draw me near, desperate for you. I'm desperate for you.
We are desperate for you, Lord.
'Cause I surrender,
feel the Lord tugging on your heart. This is a night that you surrender everything to Him. Feel free to come to the altar. Just lay it down. Let us sing over you. Prophesy over you. Just let Him have His way tonight. No fear.
So here I am, down on my knees. Surrendering all,
yes.
Surrendering all, and find me here, Lord, as you draw me near, desperate for you.
Yes, Lord, desperate for you.
I'm desperate for you.
You and only you, Jesus.
I surrender.
Tonight, we surrender.
Drench my soul, Lord. Drench my soul. His mercy and grace unfold. I hunger with thirst. Hunger and thirst. With arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now. Speak to me now. 'Cause I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender. 'Cause I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender,
Jesus,
'cause I want to know you more. I want to know you more.
Sing it again.
I surrender. I surrender. I want to know. I want to know you more. I want to know.
Like a rushing wind, Jesus breathe.
'cause I wanna know you more. I wanna know you more. I surrender. I surrender. Say I wanna know you more. I wanna know you more. Say, I surrender. Come on, surrender in this place. I surrender. I wanna know you more. I wanna know you more. I surrender. I wanna know you more. I wanna know you more. I surrender. I surrender. I wanna know. I wanna know you more. I wanna. I surrender. Come on, surrender.
I surrender.
I wanna know you more. I wanna know you more. Oh, surrender. Come on, people of God, surrender. Lord, we long to know. We need to know you more. Oh Lord, we surrender in this place. Lord, we surrender. We want to know you more. We want to know. Come on, empty your hearts right now so he can feel it right now. Come on, empty yourself right now. Oh Lord, oh teach us to know you more. We want to know you more. No, 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 yeah. Lord, oh we surrender, surrender, surrender. Oh. Stay right there. Come on. Oh. We want to know. Forget about yourself and know him more. Oh, we want to know. Oh. We want to know you more. We want to know you more. Take me in your arms and hold me tight. Will you take me in your arms and hold me tight? 'Cause I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. Oh.
surrender. Boy, we don't know the Lord. We want to know the Lord. Just begin to thank Him for the cross right now. Begin to thank Him for the cross. That's where you can know Him more. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh.
To stay in this place, and I'm going to have the healing team just in a moment to come up, and we're going to lay hands on you and just pray over you tonight. I want you to keep worshiping. Don't stop worshiping. There was a healing that took place today. She's not wearing her flip-flops because some things took place. Why don't you just share what happened today?
I was in the prayer room because my back had been hurting me, and so I went in there. No, I couldn't hardly walk. Within a couple of days through prayer, I was able to get up, and so I was working today and went into the prayer room, and we were praying, and she held up my feet, and lo and behold, one of my legs was shorter than the other. My hips were off, and so we began to pray, and my hip dropped, my leg lengthened right there as we were praying. And my flip-flops don't fit anymore because they're worn wrong. They're worn with the leg being short, so they're weird to wear. They don't fit anymore. I gotta go get new flip-flops. Oh, so right after that happened, my daughter was sitting out in the office with her wrist wrapped, an old injury where it had been torqued, and it keeps reoccurring where she can't use her wrist. And so I went and grabbed her and yanked her in there, and we sat down and started praying. And she was asked, okay, now check it. And she twisted that thing so hard, there was nothing there. And so we were praying even over, Barb sent to pray, even over the memory of the injury. So any door that had been opened with fear or anything else occurring with that injury, that was broken and closed in that moment. And she has been jumping up and down all afternoon, haven't you, sis?
We won't ask you to come up here. But praise Jesus. Listen, while we were worshiping, the Lord kept bringing a dream back to me. And I think it has a lot to do with some of you in this place tonight. And the dream had, the enemy had, was doing everything possible to mask the identity of ministries and individuals. And so you're almost there walking in the fullness of who God called you to be. And the enemy comes in with lies and deception, and he tries to keep you from walking in your full destiny. And the dream that the Lord had me in was I was at an intersection, and there were other cars, other vehicles that were masking tape was on them, and demonic signs were put all on the cars. And the enemy was trying to get to our vehicle. And the enemy had tried hard, and there was a principality praying over this region and praying over our ministry. And the Lord spoke to us, and we took authority, and we moved out from that place, and we took a left turn, not a right turn, in the strength of our own might, but in a left turn by the hand of God. And God began to open the doors for us and open the avenues for us. And so the enemy tonight, I really believe that you're in this room tonight, and the enemy has tried to mask your identity of who you are. And you've helped him, not willfully, but you've helped him because you've given in to some things. And so tonight, I believe God has a healing balm tonight on all of us, for memories, for physical healings, everything. And so I'm asking you that if you want his will and not your will, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something really different. I want every staff member, every pastor from Voice Ministry up here in the front right now in Jesus' name. Get up here. Get up here. Don't let me come out there. I mean that in love. Every one of you. The Lord was also speaking that these staff members, they have been going through so much and standing strong. And many times they want others to be prayed for and not themselves. And they need to be prayed for tonight by the healing team and all of you. So I want all the staff to get up here. And just, we're going to ask for a freshness of God's anointing to flow down on us and to saturate us in this moment because of faith and because of the love of God. And nobody has arrived in the fullness of God. That is our desire. But we're all going to that place with Him. So I want you to come up. I want you to pray over these. I want the healing team to pray. Tony, come on up. Tony's the brother that we prayed for when he was on the mission field. Remember the guy that we prayed for that was dying with malaria? And he's on the mission field doing ministry? Well, Tony's here tonight because of the Lord Jesus. And he's still on the mission field. And so I want him to just pray. I want also you guys to come up. If your destiny, if the enemy has been messing with your destiny, I want you to come forward. I want you to come forward. I want the, yeah, I just want the, I want you to come forward. You have something? Oh, we're gonna just begin to pray for you guys and worship over you. All the staff, stay right here. You guys start focusing on the Lord right now, all of you. Just start praying. Trust me on this one. He wants to saturate you again. He wants you to believe again. He wants you to turn the corner again. That God is in control and God wants to inhabit this entire region for His glory and for His honor. Just keep moving up here. Move over on this side. Now we're going to just start singing and we're going to start praying. Tony, I just want you to start praying over the staff right here. If you just walk through here and pray over the staff. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. We have open hands today. Holy Spirit. We do not want to live in stale bread. We want fresh manna. We want fresh bread. We want your presence today like never before. We want to be healed today. We want fresh vision for the days ahead. Stir us, Lord. Bring healing. Heal physical bodies tonight. Come, Lord Jesus. Just begin to sing over them. We pray for Michael's destiny.
Fresh,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Send down your fresh rain.
Rain in this place.
Fresh rain.
Fresh rain.
Fresh rain from heaven fall down.
Yes, God.
Fresh rain fall down.
just worship and receive in Jesus' name. Worship and receive.
Let it fall down.
Everyone receive.
Let
open your hands.
Down.
Don't live in doubt. Live in faith. Live in faith. Staff and you've been prayed for, then come behind the people to catch them if need be. Just open your hands and receive. If you need to close your eyes, do not be distracted. Just receive. This is a moment. This is not religious. We're not asking anyone to join anything. We just want Jesus. We want Jesus to touch you and to heal you and to speak to you, that you would sense his presence, his open arms, that he wants you to run into his arms. That all those lies that have been spoken over you, that you're no good, that you'll never measure up to anything, you're never going to do anything, that lie needs to be broken tonight in Jesus' name by the truth of his love for you. Who does he say that you are? Who does Jesus say that you are? You are a diamond. Formed in the fiery trials of life. You are a diamond. Receive it.
Yes,
God.
This is my season.
Yes, more, Lord. More.
This is my season.
More, Lord.
This is my season. 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 I want to know. I want to know more. I want to know. Just to be close to you is my desire. I want to be close to you. It's my desire. Just to be close to you is my desire. Just to be close to you. It's my desire, oh yeah, just to be close to you. It's my desire, just to be close to you. It's my desire.
Thank you.
Let's sing that with him as a prayer and a song to the throne of God.
Give me my heart. Give me my heart.
With one voice.
Give me my soul.
We cry out.
Give me my soul.
In unity.
Give me my heart.
In hunger.
Give me my heart.
In passion. In desire.
Give me my soul.
To know you.
Give me my
heart. To say not our will, but your will, Jesus. From this day forward, your will, Lord. Not our own.
I give you my heart. Give you my heart.
We give it to you.
Give you my soul.
We give it to you, Lord.
Give you my soul. Give you my heart. Give you my heart. Give you my soul.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. More. More, Lord. Saturate us, God. It's been a while since you've sensed or felt the presence of the Holy Spirit and God just on you. I want tonight to just ask Him, Lord, why? Why has it been so long? Maybe you've never ever felt it or felt His presence. Will you just hunger a little bit with me tonight? Just hunger a little bit with me. No one has to know, just you and Him, and say, please, Lord, I want to know you more. I want to live in your presence. I want to hunger for your presence. Forgive me, Lord.
We lift our holy hands up.
Will you forgive me?
We won't touch you. We lift our holy.
Let this be a night of restoration.
Higher and higher.
Restore us, Lord.
We lift our hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voice.
He's here, I guarantee you, He's here.
Higher and higher.
More, Lord.
We lift our voice.
Give them dreams and visions.
We want to touch you.
We take back the night seasons for Jesus.
We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you.
Peace.
We lift our holy hands up.
Peace that passes all understanding.
We want to touch you.
Jesus.
We lift our voices higher, higher.
Pray over everyone in this room that there would be a decision made to spend time with you every day, not doing other tasks, but trusting you, not forfeiting our time with you, Lord, that every day we would come to you. It would be our time. No one would steal it. No one would take it from us. would give you an hour every day of just seeking you, spending time with you. Presence, worship, prayer, and then a good diet of His Word is so necessary. Just stay in that place. Stay in that place. Stay in that place. Yes, Lord. To go into the Word, and this is a good segue. We will take an offering at the end as you guys leave for this place, meeting place, and also for the house of prayer. We're going to also hand out the scriptures that I'm going to be using tonight. I won't go through all of them, but I want to make a real point. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. If not, you'll be getting a sheet, or if you already have it. And this is kind of like part two of what I shared on Sunday. And Tuesday night, guys, just so you know, it's for the body of Christ. It doesn't matter what church you're from. That you're from the area. We're praying. We've always been praying for years for God to just apprehend this region. And so we're not going to stop praying. We're not going to stop believing that divine unity would come between the brethren to the churches. But it would come through, I believe, a raging river of the movement of God. I've been in a lot of different groups trying to build unity, and we've seen some success of that, but it's going to come by the hand of God. Many people ask the question, what do you think is America's future? And I want you to come to that conclusion. I don't want to prophesy that to you right now, but I want to give you some scripture. And I want this principle of scripture, to run deep within you, because this principle has everything to do with sowing and reaping. And if you sow in the spirit, you'll reap. If you sow in the area of sin and evil, you'll reap. And so the Lord's principles never change. And on the back of the America's Future, I gave you this long chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I want you to read through it because it shows a little bit of the journey of Israel and what they went through, because they wouldn't take hold of God. They wouldn't walk in their destiny. And so when we look at the scripture, Galatians 6, 7 through 10, it says, do not be deceived. It says, don't be lied to. God is not mocked. And when it says mocked, it means that we turn our nose up to God. And a lot of people are turning their nose up to God. Jesus is almost becoming a forbidden word in America. You can say any word, but don't say the name of Jesus. It's that forbidden word. And God is telling us we need to cry it out even more. So we're going to come under fire, but the word of God says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Verse 9, it says, no matter what you're going through, don't lose heart in doing good. For in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, verse 10, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 5, 16 through 21, it says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and all these things, like these of which I forewarned you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. What I wanted to share with you tonight is this principle of God. And you've probably heard a lot of messages on this. We reap what we sow. If you put a kernel of corn in the ground, you will reap a much greater amount than that one kernel. We reap what we sow more than we sow. And that's what that scripture is saying. We reap what we sow more than what we sow. You guys get that? Get it? Okay, we get. And then this is what that scripture said. And later than we sow. We reap what we sow, that corn, more than we sow, an abundant amount of more of the corn. And later than we sow, it takes a while. And every farmer in the United States and all over the land understands this principle of God. Now the position is this. As a nation, we've turned our back on the Lord. We've turned our back on not allowing many things to happen, like prayer. We've allowed in every court system to take the Ten Commandments away. We've done all these things, and you've heard all these things, and 50 million babies are no longer with us, but their blood is in the ground. All these things, same-sex marriage, all these things. And God says that if you sow this, you're going to reap more. It is a principle that's not leaving. But if we sow in the Spirit, we have faith in God. God will protect us and He will lead us and we will be at peace because we'll be with Him. But the position I'm trying to put you in is, where do you think America's going? Now we can pray according to 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways, pray, seek the face of God. He said that He would heal our land. It's not too late at all for us to pray. But God needs us to be in our destiny. God needs us to be in the will of God for our lives. God needs us to broadcast, to scream out loud the name of Jesus and what He means to us. Not to draw attention to ourselves, but to let people know that we are those who trust in Him. And that's what He's wanting us to do. And so even tonight, as we worship, as we pray, as we know God is the healer, the wonderful counselor, we trust Him to do a work in this region, in our lives. If you've got sin going on in your life, the Lord says, I will forgive you. But there are consequences for what we sow. And sometimes we can't get away from it. But yet we can be with God in the midst of it and walk through it with Him. So I'm telling you, you'd be shocked if you knew how strong pornography is in our land, how strong it is in our churches, men and women, young and old. And it takes a grip and it rips us apart and takes us away from our destiny and our calling in Jesus. So I'm warning you and myself to stay away from anything that I would sow in the flesh and not in the spirit. Because you're going to reap a harvest. You're going to reap a harvest and it's going to be more. So, what is the future of America? If God's principles are true in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and His word is truth, you can't go on people's opinions. God is a God of love, but God will not forfeit His principles of truth and light and justice. He won't do it. Matter of fact, it's love that drives Him. So tonight, I believe God rewired some things in all of us tonight. I really believe that. Boy, I do not want to live in apathy of religiosity because I've done things in church and I've been in this group and that group and done this and that. I want to be on fire as I was the day that I got saved, today as I was then. I don't want to live apart from that. I don't want to live apart from the zeal of the Lord in my life. And if that means I need to step back from things and just be with Jesus, you know what? Let me tell you, everybody in this room, no matter what ministry you're in or what you're doing, what God's called you to, if your marriage isn't first and if your marriage is in trouble, you drop that ministry and get with your wife and get with Jesus and get things right. You cannot be in ministry. You just can't. And not love your wife, not love your husband. This is where God has called us. It's not going through the motions anymore. Isn't going to do any good for anybody. If we're on fire and passionate about Jesus, you watch what's going to happen. This is a small room, a small group. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. God will do so much. And I just encourage you, get healing. Let Him set you free. If you're living in and out of depression, why? Why allow it? Do whatever it takes to hear His voice and let Him heal you. Do whatever it takes to stand up in your destiny. See, when we humble ourselves before the Lord, we do not want people's attention to look at us. We want all the glory and honor to go to Jesus. And so, here's the thing. The spirit of religion and the spirit, the political spirit and the religious spirit will do everything it can to stop you from who you are. I mean that. God is going to really bring forth His shaking to the religious spirit. It is an evil thing. And it is strong. And it is selfish and self-centered. And it wants to do everything to stop the movement of God in people's lives. Every one of you in this room, you need to have an accountability partner. You need to have somebody that you can share with and pray with and talk to. And if you don't have an accountability partner that you can share your heart with, you need to pray for God to open the door for that to happen. No one in this room should not have somebody they're not accountable to. It's not wisdom. The enemy is going to chew you up and spit you out. But you know what happens when you have an accountability partner? It humbles you and you begin to walk in grace and humility. Because you can't get away with just doing your old thing. It's amazing. You guys are living. You guys are living in the generation of the return of Jesus, the Almighty King. It wasn't long ago that I taught the book of Zechariah. And the book of Zechariah, Jesus is all through the book of Zechariah. And you begin to see the plan that God has in motion for His return, His kingdom, Him sitting on the throne in Jerusalem, and the rivers of water flowing out from His throne to the west and to the east and replenishing the entire earth, and His people all gathered around Jerusalem from all the nations coming in because they love Him. And the King has finally come back to rule and reign. And guess what? You and I rule and reign with Him. If you're new to this ministry, you're going to hear this a lot. Jesus did not save you to float on a cloud and play a harp. Jesus saved you to be part of His governmental reign over the entire earth when He comes back to rule and reign. He's coming back to stay, not to leave. It isn't the end of the world. It's the beginning of the new age with Jesus Christ as the King of glory. That's what we're in for. That's why we have hope. That's why He's given us time to be ready. You don't let anybody cancel you out. Stand up, Michael, just for a second. See this young man? This young man is a worshiper. This young man is seeking Jesus. This young man is a good friend of my young son. And the other day, when they, he spent the night. And the other day I told him and Caleb, you guys make sure you go down by the creek and have a devotion. And they went down by the creek, these two young men, and they had a devotion, and they said it was just awesome, and they loved the Lord. You can sit down now. I appreciate this young man. I appreciate his heart and his desire to serve God. It's not easy. If you have children that aren't worshiping and walking in their calling, don't fret and cry about it. Pray about it and believe God with faith that they're coming back as the prodigals into your life and into the house of the Lord. Just believe it. Keep standing on it. They're coming. Sometimes we won't speak the truth to people for the sake of being, we're fearful that we're going to be critical or controlling. If you speak the truth in love, it's the truth in love. And it's not critical and it's not controlling. It's love. So be able to do that with your friends and with your family. This principle of God, I ask the question, do you believe it? Then apply it to your life. What are you going to sow when you go out of this room? You can sow in the spirit when you go out of this room. Or you can sow in a critical word or a judgmental word. What are you going to sow tomorrow when you get up? Are you going to let the news sow into your life, everything that's happening in the news? Or are you going to let the Spirit of the Lord through the Word of God read a chapter and spend time and let Him begin to sow? You sow into that and He sows into you and you walk your day out from that position. You see what I'm saying? What are you going to sow? Because whatever you sow from this day forward, when you walk out of this room, you're going to reap it. If you're judging other people, if you're critical of other people, I guarantee you many people are going to be judging and critical of you. You're going to reap that. You're going to reap what that brings. Oh, I wish I had my phone. I'm getting a charge. There was a t-shirt. And I texted to myself on my phone. And the t-shirt said, "Don't judge me for my sin just because my sin is different than yours." Blows that out of water, doesn't it? So we're not to judge, we're to love. You guys know the old story. If you guys knew everything about me, you wouldn't want to hear me preach at all. And if I knew everything about you, I wouldn't want to come here and say a word to you. Is it truth or not? You know it's true. But Jesus wipes it all away. And we're forgiven. You know, I went through some tough times in my life, a real hard time. And it was during a period that I lost both my parents in like 6 months. And it was, and I backslid bad, went through all kinds of stuff. It was just in a bad way. And I thought, that's it. I'm done. I've messed up. I've blown it. God's never going to, poor me. Okay, poor me. And God began to speak to me. And he said, there's a scripture that says, you might not believe this, but I can't the reference. It says, come in agreement with the enemy and then tell him about the grace that saved you. I love the scripture. Come in agreement. When he says, how can you do this? You did this, this, and this. You say, you know what? You're right. And thanks be to God, the grace that saved me and the blood of Jesus that saved me from my sin, that I can walk in my destiny. When you start doing stuff like that, you're going, ooh. And then when somebody comes up to you and saying, well, I thought you did this, say, yeah, I did. But you know what? God's grace saved me and I'm completely changed. I'm walking in the things of the Lord now. You're what? Really? Yeah. This is awesome. It's awesome when you have Him to run to. It is awesome.